obstacles, and aids. Aids are meant for eradicating thoughts. These thoughts are the remanifestations of predispositions remaining in seed form. They give rise to diversity from which all troubles arise. These aids are hearing the truth from the Master, Shravana, reflection, Manana, and one-pointedness, Nididhyasana. The effects of Shravana may be immediate, and the disciple realizes the truth all at once. This can happen only for the well-advanced disciple. Otherwise, the disciple feels that he is unable to realize the truth even after repeatedly hearing it. What is it due to? Impurities in his mind, ignorance, doubt, and wrong identity are the obstacles to be removed. A. To remove ignorance completely, he has to hear the truth repeatedly until his knowledge of the subject matter becomes perfect. B. To remove doubts, he must reflect on what he has heard. Ultimately, his knowledge will be free from doubts of any kind. C. To remove the wrong identity of the self with the non-self, such as the body, the senses, the mind, or the intellect. His mind must become one-pointed. All these things accomplished, the obstacles are at an end, and samadhi results. That is, peace reigns. Some say that one should never cease to engage in hearing, reflection, and one-pointedness. These are not fulfilled by reading books, but only by the continued practice of keeping the mind withdrawn. The aspirant may be Kritopasaka or Akritopasaka. The former is fit to realize the self even with the slightest stimulus. Only some little doubt stands in his way. It is easily removed if he hears the truth once from the Master. Immediately he gains the samadhi state. It is presumed that he had already completed Shravana, reflection, etc. in previous births. They are no more necessary for him. For the other, all these aids are necessary. For him, doubts crop up even after repeated hearing. Therefore, he must not give up aids until he gains the samadhi state. Shravana removes the illusion of the self being one with the body, etc. Reflection makes it clear that knowledge is self. One-pointedness reveals the self as being infinite and blissful. From Talks with Sri Ramana Maharishi, number 249.